Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Another powerful earthquake has hit central Italy, causing injuries and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old cathedral. No fatalities, that is, have been reported so far. 6.6 magnitude quake was near the town of Norcia, where the Basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands were made homeless by the quake.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to build and rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. He says it was the most powerful quake to hit Italy since a 6.9 magnitude quake in 1980 left thousands dead. Many had already fled Norcia and surrounding areas following an August 24th quake that killed nearly 300. Two strong aftershocks shook the area on Wednesday. Syrian State TV reporting that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. Tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 275,000 civilians. The dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled Aleppo often are streets lined with deserted buildings or extended plastic sheets to mark rival turfs. Also in the news, Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly, likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. A four-month-old girl with an abnormally small head was born in central Vietnam to a mother confirmed to have had the virus, the Zika virus, when she was pregnant. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has vowed not to let a growing political crisis in her country and in her confidence in her administration undermine the nation's national security. Revelations regarding an influential peddling or an influence peddling scandal involving a longtime friend of the president have seriously damaged Park's hold on power and credibility with the public. Choi Soon-sil is alleged to have exercised influence and control over Park, even though she had no official government role. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate probe may be related to the email case of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, but did not reveal their discovery until Friday, which was 11 days before the presidential election. Clinton campaign and Democrats were pleased when the FBI in July said that Clinton did not violate the laws while she was Secretary of State by using a private computer system for emails. Clinton has vowed to campaign on in the race against her opponent, Republican candidate Donald Trump.
So no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
Trump has spoken out a number of times since the latest news broke about the emails, calling Clinton corrupt.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Presidential election will be held on November the 8th. The voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics puts Clinton ahead of Trump by just over 4%. European Union and Canada have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Brussels aimed to boost growth and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signing the comprehensive and economic trade agreement along with heads of EU institutions. After the signing, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke to reporters.
Today we've signed two agreements that not only symbolize our commitment to a shared future, but also set a common project that will improve the lives of millions of Canadians and Europeans.
The new trade agreement will remove 99% of customs duties between Canada and the 28-member European bloc, linking the single EU market with Canada, the world's 10th largest economy. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.